Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we give you our picks here from week number 8 and look ahead here to the final week of the regular season. Chris Punks along with Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Jim Field will have 8 picks new for you here this week. We'll take a look back at how we did last week here as well in just a moment. I want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and also Nishna Valley Credit Union. We'll be back with Who's Gonna Win in just a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back now here on Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, and we're gonna take a look back how we did last week. And Doug is making a late charge here down the stretch. 8-0.
You guys to be, you feel a little too comfortable, and then I was gonna, you know, turn it on at the end. Okay. I think I've got too much ground to make that though.
I once came back from 5 games down in the final week. You have 2 weeks left in your 5 games down. So, never out of it.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, Doug was 8-0 and I went 6-2. Matt was 5-3 and Jim went 4-4 last week in our picks, and that changes our standings up at the top a little bit as well. We've got a very tight race as myself and Jim are both tied at 45-19 overall. Matt's just 2 games back at 43-21, and then Doug 5 games back at 40-24. So anybody's race here at this point with 2 programs left in the year.
I am hoping, desperately hoping, that Matt and I end up tied for the lead at the end of the year, because then we're going to have to figure out a tiebreaker, because remember the whole tiebreaker that we did with Iowa? We were each 5 points off the actual score.
I think you have to thumb wrestle.
I don't know. He's an accountant.
Whichever one's better looking.
I think he... Oh, well, thank you very much. He's an accountant. He has his both fingers hands on my hand. He's rocking that calculator. His thumbs are probably awesome.
Who's judging that handsome contest? I don't know. We have to bring in an outside party, I think. We'll see how that goes.
I think they just dissed us.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's how we went with our picks last week. It was Fremont Mills getting a win on the road against Cam. 52-14 was the final there. We all had Fremont Mills, so we were all correct. St. Albert also held off Westwood 21-14. We all had St. Albert there and get the Falcons' victory. Riverside went on the road to Griswold, and Griswold was a winner, 72-38. We all had the Tigers there, so we're all right so far. IKM Manning and Missouri Valley shook up our sheet a little bit. IKM Manning 52-35, the final score, as the Wolves get the win. That was a winner for Doug and myself. Thank you very much.
52-35. That sounds like an NFC North battle.
So the Wolves pulling out here for a couple of us on that one. HSTW and Trainer came back the last few minutes here. That football game had a nice touchdown pass from Nate Hill to Nolan Chapman, and they beat AHSTW 23-20, and Doug knew that was going to happen.
I phoned in that play call, actually.
they got on the horn with you. Huh? All right. Yeah, good experience. Are you going to apply for some coordinator jobs here pretty quick? Or?
No. I was a coordinator for the Steelers under Coach Mullenix, and I didn't really help. Very well, I don't think. I think the kids regressed along with the quarterback at Iowa State under that coaching regime. Sorry, there's a little editorializing there. Okay. I love the Cyclones and Coach Rhodes.
Me too. Red Oak was a winner as well over Clarinda. 34-21 was the final in that one. And Doug also was the only one that knew that was going to happen. The rest of us had Clarinda. So a couple of nice Olympics there for you, Doug.
Amazing.
He had to bounce back because we beat him up so much that week he was gone. You know,
that's
made
true.
Fun of
we
him.
Did,
and,
yeah.
And,
I heard about that.
He bounced back and he made a shut up.
He's doing well.
Yeah.
And
we're sorry.
We had one more limb pick. We had one more limb pick on the sheet, and it didn't work out as Jim thought the Rams could pull off the upset over Harlan. And 38-14, the final score. Harlan got the victory. The game was much closer than that final score.
But, aren't they always?
Yeah. That's okay, Chris.
That's how it went. Yeah, it's okay. We'll get over it. Rams are in the playoffs. Yeah, that's all that matters. Winterset was a 47-0 winner over Atlantic last week as well, and we all had Winterset. So that's how our sheet went last week. We'll move on now here to this week's picks, and we're going to start off here with a couple of eight-man football contests. And the first one is Guthrie Center on the road at Adair Casey. And we'll let our undefeated picker from last week, Doug, get the program started here. A couple of struggling programs. Who's going to win?
Yeah, the Bombers are looking for their first victory this year. But, you know, Guthrie, it's hard for me to imagine that Guthrie Center, I'm still in the mode that they're an 11-man team, you know, and I just don't, I guess the enrollment is down enough that they are at the eight-man level. They have at least tasted victory at least a couple times this year. So I'm going to take the Tigers on the road.
All right, so that's one for Guthrie Center. I'm going to make it two for Guthrie Center as well. I think they've been able to do a little bit more offensively. Adair Casey's really struggled. They've had three or four games where they haven't broke the double-digit barrier in the point total. And I think Guthrie Center's got a nice player that does a little bit of everything for them in T.J. Wicklund, and I think he'll lead them the charge. By the way, they won last week. 76-72 was their winner last week over Charter Oak.
That sounds like the Big 12.
I thought that was the Baylor-TCU game.
Yeah, that one will be close. All right, Jim, what do you think?
Wow. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It's ACGC. Back in black.
You're pulling for that district.
Yeah, I'm going for I know. I want those two school districts to go together. I just think that would be awesome. Put the lightning bolt between ACGC. They both have black and gold colors. You could use Back in Black as your intro music. I think that would be awesome.
I can't. I think you should make that happen.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of... No. Guthrie Center.
All right, that's three for the Tigers.
And put a quarter on the table for the jukebox I just gave you there, too.
All right. Well, you got two hapless teams here going up, and they've always been rivals throughout the year over the years here, and both of them playing eight-man. You know, defenses on both of them have been pretty atrocious, giving up over 50 points a game. But Guthrie Center's offense has been twice the production of Adair Casey, so I'm going to go with Guthrie Center.
All right, so that's a sweep for Guthrie Center here in our first pick of the week. Next one is another eight-man contest, and it's Exira EHK going on the road at Kingsley Pearson, and the Spartans need to play well to keep their positioning here in the district standings, and I think they're going to be able to do so here this week. They've got just a nice balance of a lot of talented players. Drew Buchholz now over 1,000 yards on the season on the ground for the Spartans, and they've been able to do a little bit more than Kingsley Pearson has. Kingsley Pearson does have a nice running back in Jacob Harvey, who's racked up over 1,300 yards. But I think the Spartans will focus on him, and they'll get the win. So I'm going to go with Exira EHK. Jim.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a good pick. Excellent pick, as a matter of fact. It's so good, I'm going to try it, too.
All right.
You know, there's talent's a big part of football, but I think even more so is the scheme that you put together before the game each week. And I don't think anybody prepares any better than Tom Peterson up at Exira EHK. The last, 3 years in a row, he's lost his starting quarterback, in the opening weeks of the season. And I think it's just a matter of they lost a kid or two here and there, but it happened so early in the season they had plenty of time to build toward the big games. And I don't think it's really, I mean, with all due respect to the kids that go down, I think they've been able to fill those gaps very, very well. And their schemes on defense, they keep themselves in the ball game and give themselves a chance. I didn't think they had any chance going up to New Fonda a few weeks ago. And by golly, they darn near won that game. So just never count them out.
Two for the Spartans. Matt?
Well, and I think it'll be another tough road game for the Spartans here going up to Kingsley Pearson. Two evenly matched ball clubs, team-wise, yardage-wise. That Jacob Harvey brought up with all of his yardage, but his average is 14 yards a carry. Wow. You know, so some big numbers there. But at the end of the day, this time of the year, defense, I think, comes into play, and I think EHK has a little tougher defense, and they're going to want to tighten things up here as they head into playoff run.
Yeah, and then when you add Xyra into that, too, they're pretty good.
I was E-H-K. I got this cold that's just not allowing me to, you know, enunciate.
Just say it long.
Sorry, I apologize.
Hey, they understand. It's okay. They're used to it by now.
You get away with nothing in this program.
I know.
All right, that's three for the Spartans. Doug, is it a sweep?
You know, first of all, I want to clarify what Kingsley Pearson's record is, because on the quick stats it said 7-2, and they had a 1-0 forfeit against Woodbine. Did they get a forfeit from Woodbine?
Yes, they did.
Yes.
And so they played an extra game, or what was
they'd already played a week zero game?
Oh, so they can play 10 games in the regular. They have an exemption for that, right? This is going to be their 10th game. But they didn't.
Yes,
really
that'd be correct.
Well, they didn't actually.
They didn't actually play. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting. You know, the other thing about Kingsley Pearson, you mentioned the Harvey as running back, but they have a quarterback that's thrown for almost 900 yards, which, you know, over eight games isn't terribly impressive. But he's got 16 touchdowns versus only 2 interceptions. So very efficient at passing the ball. So you know, I think they can give the Spartans a test. But I'm gonna take Xyra, EHK.
All right, we all think the Spartans can go on the road and get a victory here at the end of the season. That's our first two picks here on the sheet. We'll take a break, come back, and give you some more. This is Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the ProAg difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back now to Who's Going to Win as we head into some more picks here on the sheet, and we're going to jump into 11-man football here, and this next game on the sheet is actually for a spot in the playoffs as Bedford goes on the road to take on Nottoway Valley in a Class A matchup. Jim, you get first crack here at this one.
You know, I don't know much about either one of these teams, and I didn't spend much time learning. I do know Bedford's got a long and proud tradition, and I'm going with the Bulldogs.
That's one for the Bedford Bulldogs. Matt, do you agree?
Well, they've got very, very similar teams here as far as yardage, touchdowns scored, a lot of those different things. But the one thing Bedford's got going for them is their defense. Going back to that, they've only given up 17 points a game. Nottoway Valley's about 35 points a game. I look at their three losses in district. Each of them lost to Earlham, Peeville, and Mount Air. Nottoway Valley only scored 8 points and gave up 170, whereas Bedford scored at least 40 and only gave up 108. So Bedford on the road.
All right, so Bulldogs, a couple of picks here. Doug.
Yes.
Yeah, I like Bedford's, you know, their ability to rush the ball. They've got four backs that have rushed for over 300 yards. So, and as Matt mentioned, the losses have been to good teams. Nottoway Valley's got a pretty good running back on their own named Weiland, but I'm going to take Bedford.
All right, I'm going to keep it that way as well. I think Bedford's got a little bit more going on the ground. Folkerts and Clay Cox, their two running backs, are both over 650 yards on the season, so a couple of guys that can get it done there. And then you mentioned Weiland. He does have over 1,200 yards on the season, and he's averaging a pretty good clip, but he's really their focus on offense, so I'm sure Bedford will be ready to try to slow him down. That's a sweep for the Bedford Bulldogs. Next one on the sheet, this is a battle for the number two spot in the district as Audubon goes on the road to take on St. Albert. And this is an interesting matchup now here, Matt.
Yes, it is. You've got Audubon, who's been very productive offensively and also defensively, only giving up 15 points a game. But St. Albert's strength is their defense as well. Giving up 17 points. They're just going to move the ball methodically, play some sound defense. This is a tough one to call on here. They're playing up on the hill. St. Albert's awfully tough at home. I think they're young ball club. They're relying on some sophomores in there, whereas Audubon's seniors. This is definitely one I had circled on my sheet. Is not quite sure. So two games behind, I'm going to go with St. Albert at home, the Falcons.
All right, going with the Falcons.
Yes.
He wasn't sure about it, and he wasn't sure about it until about 5 seconds
That's
ago, I think.
That's correct.
I can tell by his voice.
Doug, what do you think?
Well, you know, I like what Matt mentioned there is the, you know, the difference in the age of the players. You know, Audubon is led by some upperclassmen, good quarterback, good running back combination there, and I'm going to take the Wheelers on the road.
All right, it's one for Audubon. And, yeah, this is interesting because you now look at how the season's played out, and both teams have kind of played very similar games against, you know, the competing teams that they both played against. And you kind of wondered about St. Albert the way that they lost earlier in the year, but you found out they lost to some pretty good teams as well. But I think Ottoman's got a few more weapons out there. I like Jake Mulford in the backfield. I think they can rally the troops here. They know that this is an important game for them to try to get up into that number two spot and play those home contests if they can moving through the postseason. So I'll take the Wheelers. Jim.
You know, at the beginning of the season, Audubon starts out ranked number one. They go out and they play just a thrilling game against a very good AHSTW team that was full strength at the time. And everybody was, wow, Audubon. This is going to be a great season for them, a great season. They lost one game to what turns out to be a pretty doggone good team, and all of a sudden nobody's talking about them anymore. I mean, one game, how fast do you have to fall off the planet? Wheelers start to reestablish their dominance here late in the season. I like Audubon on the road in this one.
All right, that's three there for the Wheelers in that one, and Matt gets the Olympic with a home St. Albert team. It's never too bad of a risk.
Look out.
There he comes.
All right, moving on now here to a Class 1A matchup here, and this is another interesting game. Comes down to a pretty good one here at the end of the season, at a battle for a first in the district. Underwood on the road at IKM Manning here in Class 1A. Doug.
Yeah, the Wolves have been impressive last three games on a little win streak, and, you know, led by running back Molbauer. I mean, he's put up a lot of yards in the ground, and a good quarterback in Wagner, too. But the Eagles, you know, they're 8-0. They've got a couple running backs that don't have big numbers on the ground, but between them they have 17 touchdowns rushing, so that's impressive. And then they also have a quarterback who can throw the ball. Peterson's got 24 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. So, you know, offensively I'm impressed with Underwood, but defensively, the last 5 games they've given up a total of 7 points. So I think they have they're potent on both sides of the ball. So I'm going to take Underwood.
All right, that's one for the Eagles. Yeah, this is a fun game because both teams are kind of the same way. You look at IKM's losses, and they're to good teams, and they've started to improve, it looks like, here the last few weeks of the season. And, of course, they're an experienced team. They've been there before. Underwood is not. You know, they haven't been down this road here until this season. But, yeah, I've gone against the Eagles a couple of times here this season, and that was a big mistake, and I'm not going to make that mistake again because they've been able to do a lot of impressive things. I've really been impressed with Peterson and the way he's played that quarterback position. This will be a tough game, but I think Underwood will have enough to get it done. Jim.
I am going to use Chris's logic. I was just looking back. Prior to this week, we've had Underwood games on the sheet 4 times. I picked them a grand total of once. I am an idiot. I won the one.
Notice
I picked
nobody's
them.
Disagreeing.
No, and I wouldn't expect you to. I the one time I picked them, they were winners for me, and the 3 times I picked against them, I'm not in first place by myself. So let's just explain why. Underwood's proven to me that they've got the offense to go out and play with anybody right now. I like what they're doing. It sounds like a lot of fun to watch. So I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, and they've been a balanced offense. They've got 1,800 yards rushing, 1,600, almost 1,700 yards passing. So, yeah, they've been balanced in how they do it. You can't try to stop them either way. Their number one offense and also the number one defense, only allowing 6 points a game, like Doug said. No way you go about this Underwood. I think the toughest part for them on the night will be their trip up to Manning.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, that's the Eagles across the board there on that pick. One more here before we'll take a breather. This is a Class 2A matchup. Kemper Catholic goes on the road to take on Shenandoah, and this is one of those ones that's hard to figure out. because this part of the state has been awfully weird. You've had teams that have played these two teams that have been up and down, and they themselves have been up and down. You've got some surprise wins a couple of times from Kemper Catholic. Same goes for Shenandoah. I thought they were very impressive in their game against Atlantic, and they've continued to play pretty well here lately after they, of course, suffered a bad loss earlier in the year to Clarinda, which is kind of one of those head-scratchers now at this point. But I think I like what they do on the ground. Jake Johnson, Logan Roberts have both been able to run the ball quite a bit. Kemper Catholic's got a little bit more of a potent passing game, so that's what they'll be focused to try to slow down. It's interesting, you look at the matchups these two teams have played, and they've lost and beaten. It's just all a big mess. So I think the home team's going to have a little bit of an edge here, and I'm going to go with Shenandoah. Jim.
Congratulations, you're a loser. I'm going to stick with Kemper Catholic. I keep picking them, and they keep winning for me, so I'm staying with them on the road.
All right, sticking with the Pope factor here.
He didn't do that on the St. Albert game, but
that's true.
Another Catholic school. I was still within my. All right. I was still in my region there.
Okay. Yeah, you've got really this District 2A, Class 2A, District 8 is really relatively weak district. Both of these teams, according to the almighty BC Moore rankings, both these teams are actually slightly ahead of East Sac County, that's actually leading the district when they look at different factors. So all these teams are just jam-packed together. Shenandoah, 6-2. Strength of schedule, though, is the worst in Class 2A. They did have their victory over Southeast Valley, but that was back in September on a rainy night. Southeast Valley, a heavy passing team, threw three or four interceptions that night. And Shenandoah came up, squeaked out a win there. So I'm going to go. I know it's going out there a little bit. It's an awfully tough ball game. I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic on the road. They need the win to pick up something. And according to, like I said, BC Moore rankings, it's a toss-up. It's a coin toss. So
all right,
there we go. I'm two games up on you. I'm tied with Chris and one behind Jim still.
Good job.
So he thinks. All right. Doug.
Well, I'm going to take the Mustangs. They did drop that game, as you mentioned, Chris, that was kind of a strange one to Clarinda, but that was the Page County Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
you throw caution to the wind.
You never know what happens in the Super Bowl. And I was impressed, by their offense against Atlantic. They were, deceptive in running that option. And I think they're at home. I'm going to take the Mustangs.
All right. Splitting it up.
When you look at Kemper Catholic's logo, it's a knight on what?
A Mustang.
It's on a steed. Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know who's on top, right? We're good to go.
Maybe that Mustang's going to break free
away
on his own.
It probably won't be a shocker if they win, I guess.
All right, let's move on here in just a moment with our last couple of picks. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to wrap it up. You're listening to Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back here now on Who's Going to Win. Two more picks on the sheet, and they're both in Class 3A here as we wind down the regular season. And this one is, it's one that could shake up the district. We all already know who's going to be in the playoffs here in Class 3A District 8. It's just going to be a matter of where everybody sits in the rankings are concerned. And sounds like this could be a very different matchup than maybe most would expect to see, because both probably not going to have their top signal caller under center. Dallas Center Grimes on the road at Glenwood. Jim, you get first crack here.
So when are they leaving? Like Thursday morning to get there? Is that's all? That's
they
about as long
a jet.
That's about as long a drive as you could possibly have in this district. That doesn't sound like all that much fun. But you know, I used to enjoy road trips. Dallas Center Grimes. I think they've been playing so well this year. I just got a feeling that they might have just a few more weapons right now. Especially I'm mad at Glenwood because they let me down last week when I picked them. So I'm going with Dallas Center Grimes.
All right. It's one for DCG. Matt.
Well, like you said, Chris, both teams without their quarterbacks this week. So I guess it's, you know, which team is going to be able to respond with that second stringer in there. We saw Dallas Center's second string quarterback pretty much the entire second half, Atlantic and also JV game, and he's not a bad ball player. He's got a lot of height to him, and he's very physically strong, so I think they've got a good ball player that'll jump in there. I think the advantage might go with Glenwood, though. Bloom has a game under his belt, another week of practice to go through. Defensively, both teams are you know, right up there in the top. They've gotten through here with some strong defense. I think Glenwood's offense is a little more productive, and so that's why I'm going to go with Glenwood at home. I think they bounce back.
All right, so he's going with the Rams.
Now you're tied with me.
Now I'm tied
with
you.
There you go. I see your logic.
All right, we're split up. Doug.
Well, you know, physically, I think Glenwood probably holds the edge there. I know when saw the Rams play Atlantic, they certainly had some good size and some big boys. I was surprised by Dallas Center Grimes. Maybe didn't have quite as many of the big guys that I thought they might. But, you know, I think you're going to pick Glenwood, Chris. And so I've got to make up a game, the only game that's going to be different on the sheet. So I'm going to take Dallas Center Grimes.
All right. That's one there for Dallas Center Grimes.
Now you better go with the home. I mean, come on. Hometown team.
I don't know.
The Rams are tough this year.
I'm torn here. I don't know. I guess the thing that I do like about what Glenwood has done this season is they have a lot of guys that have helped out the cause. But you look at Dallas Center Grimes, and I think they're kind of the same way. There's a lot of players that are out there that can make plays for them. I haven't got the chance to see Glenwood play, so I guess that's the difference. I've seen Dallas Center Grimes. Atlantic did start well in that game against them, actually, earlier in the year, but then things kind of got out of hand. It's tough losing losing a quarterback like that, but Glenwood's already experienced that a little bit. I don't know. For some reason, I don't know. I don't trust the Rams here at home. I'm going to go with Dallas Center Grimes. I think they've got a little bit more out there all over the field. A few playmakers there defensively that I was impressed with in that game against Atlantic. So I think they might edge one out. But this will be a really good game, just like the game was last week against Heartland. All right. Yeah, I guess I'll feel bad if they don't. But they're in the playoffs anyways, like I said, so it's going to be okay. Atlantic on the
justifying it, isn't it?
Atlantic on the road at Creston is our final game here on the sheet. We stay in Class 3A District 8. Creston knows they're in as well. They're into the postseason here, and we'll see if Atlantic can give them a little bit of a run here at the end of the year. Matt.
Yeah, Creston, they'll jump in at the number 4 seed. So they're in the playoffs, and that's one thing tonight. Some of these games may come into play. If teams already know they're in a playoffs, locked in a certain spot, you know, they might pull back a little bit as far as starters. You never know. Sometimes they come into play, especially when you got to go into what they got to play four games through the playoffs to get there. So, you know, another half of a season, keeping everybody there. But hey, you've got Creston is Schultz left, Schultz right, Schultz up the middle. You know, that we've said that all year. He's basically their main weapon. They've poor defense. For Creston, they're giving up 33 points a game. So, you know, if Atlantic can get their offense rolling, this might be a high-scoring game here, back and forth. So, but I'm still going to go with Creston. They probably have just a little bit tougher defense over there, and experience is going to come into play.
All right, that's one for the Panthers. Doug, we know how you feel about making the trip down to Creston.
It's tough to play in Union County. I mean, it just is. That's, you know, must be the elevation up there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something in the air.
Something's different. Yeah. You know, Atlantic's, this might be a tough one for them. You know, we've seen some glimpses throughout the year of some positive things, sometimes where they've started started well initially, and then just, you know, when you don't have enough kids to substitute in, kids get tired and get banged up a little bit and a little, you know, not as much energy or whatever. But I'm going to take Creston in this game. I'm going to hope for the upset. But as Matt said, you never know with playoffs being assured. Maybe Creston isn't going to you know, have everybody playing the whole game in this one. So hopefully the Trojans will pull one out, but I'm going to take the Panthers.
All right, that's two for Creston. And, yeah, like Matt said, maybe that gives Atlantic a little bit more extra motivation. Of course, you don't need it. In the last game of the year, you go lay it out on the line, see what you can do, and see what you can maybe hopefully kind of put a little building block, some positive things as you're moving on towards next season with a lot of young guys out there. So we'll hope the Trojans go play well. But, yeah, Creston, I think, a little bit more talent across the field, and the experience factor definitely is in their favor. So I'll go with the Panthers also.
Okay. So what you're saying is there's no reason to hold back now.
No reason to hold back now. Okay. Last game of the year.
Okay. Atlantic is going to end their season tonight. They're not in the playoffs. I think Creston will win the game tonight, but I think Atlantic, you know, as frustrating as it was while it was going on with all the injuries and everything that happened here with the program this year, I kind of like to think that, you know, there are such good athletes that are awfully young and still physically maturing right now that in a couple of years, this is going to be one of those seasons that hopefully people will look back on and say, boy, you know, these kids really paid attention, they learned a lot, they moved forward, and hopefully that's why the team is doing so well and preparing for the playoffs here in a couple of years. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope it all works out that way for them. But tonight, it's going to be Creston.
Yep, we'll hope to see some positives there here as we move on down the road. So that's going to wrap up our program here for the final week of the regular season. Of course, we will be back with one more program for you before we get started with the postseason, which, of course, will be on Wednesday evening. So that program will get underway 6 o'clock Wednesday evening for you as we get set for our first game of the playoffs. And, of course, we'll let you know as soon as we know pairings where we're going to be out on the road covering there for that game. But tonight, to remind you, we will cover that Atlantic at Creston game for you. You can join myself and Seth Christensen here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web, on the mobile app, and you can also watch the game as well on our TV page at KJN.com if you don't want to make that lowly drive all the way down there, down south. So we hope you join us for the broadcast here this evening. It's going to wrap up week number 9 here on Who's Going to Win here on KJN. I want to thank our sponsors, Anishina Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. That's Who's Going to Win here on the station where your friends are.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.